Such talent tonight. Holy crap. I want a man who can cradle my very best intentions in the crook of his arm. I want a man who pays attention, and I don't mean pays attention like what color my hair is or that I changed my lipstick. I mean pays attention to who I am, someone who can hear the whisperings of my soul, someone who can hear my hopes and aspirations. I want someone who is not intimidated by my anger, who doesn't run at the sight of it, but instead says softly, "Speak it, sister. Let it all out." I want a man. Evidently, I don't really want a man because I can't remember that freaking poem. All right. I want a man who is highly intelligent and isn't afraid to use his vocabulary as erotic stimulation. I want that same man to be able to use the word fuck when no other word seems appropriate to describe the situation. When I scream in feminist rage about the injustices imposed upon me as a woman, I want this man to say, "Go get him, babe." I want him to hold me when I cry without desperately hoping that I will shut up soon so he can go watch the game on TV. I want a man who wants a woman who possesses her own power and the secrets of the universe between her thighs. This man won't be afraid to touch those secrets, to stroke them straight right out of me. My man will walk to me tall and strong. He will not grovel down on his hands and knees, prostrating obsequiously to false gods. This man will not come to me begging for crumbs because he will know that I am not his savior. He will demand the very best I have to offer. My man will refuse to bend down in the face of power, but instead will rise up, march up, and embrace it with open arms. This man will rock my world. He will hold me accountable for my own healing. He won't try to fix me, buy me off, or abandon me. He won't offer me up in a bitch-bashing session with his friends, but will hold me up and proclaim, here is my goddess. My man will write love poems, leaving them on the fridge for me to find in the morning. He will bless the light of day as it touches my face. This man could be black, white, red, or green. I don't care, but he will be my equal. He won't be my Siamese twin joined at the hip every moment of the day, but will be my partner in delicious crime. My man will refuse to talk to me about the weather. He will talk to me of politics and change, danger and emotions, insights and revelations, pain, heartache, joy, sorrows and triumphs, the lessons learned and the lessons forgotten that had to be learned again. This man will be part of my life, but will not be my life. He will complement the life I already have. My man will be soft and strong, smart and funny, and most of all, compassionate. He will be the lover of life, the keeper of my soul. My man will love me and know that love is not smothering. This man, my man, will adore me and cherish me. Gloria Steinem once said, "Some of us are becoming the men we wanted to marry. This is who I am becoming."